Had to check to make sure I turned the microphone on for the recording. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the people who have come to hear your message. Lord, I ask that you allow our ears to hear what you are meaning today. Allow us to have an open mind to be able to decipher the most important subject or focuses of your message today. Lord, we are here to learn your word. We're here to learn what you want us to learn in order for us to be molded into the people that you have designed and created us to be. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. All right, so our announcements for today, not much going on this week. But at 4 o'clock, we have the Master Life class, and I look forward to each and every person in the class being there. Wednesday, we have our prayer night at 6 p.m. I ask that you all come and gather with us. Let's pray as a family. Let's pray together. We pray for anything and everything that comes up, especially for our nation, our leaders, everybody who is in need of prayer. So Wednesday, 6 p.m., right here, and I look forward to seeing you. On Friday at 10:30 is Women's Bible Study. And please come and enjoy that study too. So I have not decided exactly what days yet, but this next week I am going to be starting the Saturate USA deliveries. I'm going to have put through the prayer chain messaging what days that I'm going to be doing that. If you're able to help, please do. If you're not, I fully understand, especially in this heat. I don't want anybody to be harmed because of this. But it is very imperative that we get started on delivering all of those bags as quickly as possible. So I will put out, I'm still in prayer on when to get that done. As soon as I get that figured out, I will put it out. And that way, if you are capable, please come and help. VBS is on the 22nd to the 25th. From 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. over at Faith Bible Church. I think they still need volunteers. I am not sure, though. If you are able to help, just get with Pastor Lynn over at Faith Bible. Council meeting is August 4th, immediately after service. That's two weeks from now. So, council members, get ready. We got a lot to go over. I would like to also bring forth, we need some special prayer for Ryan. He was in the ER on Friday, and he's having extreme difficulty with his health today, and that's why he's not here. Please, let's keep him lifted up in prayer for healings and such. And if there's also a prayer list over here on the bottom. Keep everybody in prayer that's on that list, please. Okay, it's very important that we continue praying for each and every person. Is there anything else that I may have forgotten or don't know about? Yes, Joanne. Okay, so to recap, On the back table is little slips of paper about Annie O'Brien. It's her birthday coming up, and there's an address there for you to send cards or if you'd like to go visit. But there's also other stuff that's written down on that slip of paper. Please, everybody, grab one, read it, and allow the Lord to guide you on how you want to respond. Okay? We can make copies easily. All right. So if you want one, just let us know. We'll make sure you get a copy. Is there anything else? Yes. Yeah, I mean, definitely keep the Lord's ministries in prayer. You know, whether you know about them or not, let's focus all prayers on His ministries, on His work, on His things that He is accomplishing for people who are in need. So, absolutely, thank you for bringing that to our attention. Anything else? All right, please stand and let's worship our Lord and Savior.
Psalm 95, 1 and 3. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods.
I want to praise the wonders of
Romans 1:16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone that believes. Ephesians 1:7. In Christ we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Saved a wretch like me.
You can be seated.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you for joining us today. I pray that you have had a wonderful and blessed week. And there's a few things that I want to cover today. This, as of this point in my my being called into this ministry, this is probably the most important message I have ever been given by God. This is imperative that everybody pays attention. Listen to this message. Last week, we learned how we are not to follow men here on earth. We learned that we have to focus on following Jesus only. We learned how men are fallible and that we should not look at them in an idolatry way. I even went as far as to tell you that you should not follow me. Now let me clarify that. I did not say those words so that you would leave this church and find another pastor for your life. On the contrary, the disclaimer that I gave at the very beginning of last week's message was for everyone to understand, don't listen to the words that I say for the on-the-surface meaning. Go deeper. They were said in order for you to follow the meaning of the message behind the words. You see, throughout our life, we have to know how to decipher, how to know what something is being said, whether it's on the surface or underneath the surface. Here's the ultimate meaning of last week's message. Do not allow yourself to follow a person who can be fallible. Focus your life on Jesus only. I am just a mere mortal man who has been called by God, but I am just a messenger. I am not your Savior. Jesus is. I made it very known last week that I struggled with that message, mainly because I was afraid that people were going to misunderstand the meaning behind those blatant words that I spoke. And I prayed vehemently as I was preparing that message that God give me different words in order to convey that message. But as you all know, God did not. He wanted me to say those words exactly. I couldn't understand what the purpose of doing that message in that way was all about until Monday morning, the next day. And then it all became crystal clear to me. Now, in case you weren't here last week, let's recap just very shortly last week's message. I shared how men like Jim Jones, Marshall Applewhite, and David Koresh, and even Muhammad, used themselves as idols to separate God-fearing people further away from God. And they did that to have those people do very dangerous and even despicable things in this world. Those men subjected Christ followers to the ways of the world. The title of today's message is The Way of the World. And we will be in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Now today, we are going to be diving further into last week's message in order to show how we can very easily be divided and even become separated from God. And we won't even realize it until it's too late. How do the men that I illustrated last week show us today about following the ways of the world? What were those examples? Well, the men from last week's message, the illustration that I used, those men are also known as false teachers. Today we are going that extra step from last week's message. And we are going to learn how to recognize false teachers that are in our midst today, in our world today. And in fact, last Monday, I learned that there is a false teacher right here in our community who is taking God-fearing people out of local churches into theirs. Instead of going and reaching out to the lost who don't know Christ, this man is pulling Christ followers out of their churches. And even though I should, I will not tell you who that person is in this message. But if you want to know who he is, come see me. I will tell you who he is. I will tell you who the man you need to stay away from is. One of the many things that I am called to do as the leader of this church is to be the shepherd of this church. What exactly does it mean to be a shepherd? To be an effective shepherd, I have to accomplish many things. But there's three things I also have to accomplish that I'm going to talk about today. Number one, I have to care for you with God's love. Number two, I have to feed you with God's word. And I have to protect you from the enemies of evil, among many other things. Today, I am bringing you this message because God has chosen this week to bring things to my attention in order to protect you. And because I love you. If I didn't love you, I would not be bringing this message to you. Please stand for the reading of God's word. 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is, look at here, the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. And by this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. You may be seated. We are currently living in the times that this passage is speaking of. There are tons of false teachers in this world, and all of them are not teaching the Bible in a biblical way. There are some that are not even using scriptures at all in their messages. They are focusing their messages on how you are in charge of your own destiny. They are teaching that in this world, everything happens because of the power of you. Instead of saying, because of God giving you the power to work through you. God is in charge of everything. Scripture teaches us this. And how he has to give permission for anything to happen in this world. This fact is evident when Satan is asking God this in Job 1, 10 through 12. When Satan says, "Have you not made a hedge around them, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is what? It is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." That is God giving Satan permission to do bad things to us, to our world, to our lives. Nothing in this life is in your control. Nothing. And false teachers know this, and they will prey on God-loving people. You might be asking why God will give his permission for things like this to happen. I mean, isn't God a good God? Absolutely he is. God is always a good God. But like in the case of Job, sometimes it is to show the power of your faith to Satan. Other times, it is to mold us into the person that God has created us to be. This is evident in Isaiah 64:8. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter. And all we are the work of your hands." What are three ways to recognize a false teacher? Number one, look at how they will act. A false teacher is not going to be humbled. They are going to be self-centered. They are going to show themselves as being arrogant. By this point, all of you know me. And I really do hope that you could say behind my back, out anywhere, about me that I am a humbled man with confidence. The confidence part. The confidence is not the same as being arrogant. But a false teacher will not show any type of humbleness in their life. Confidence to them is arrogance. Look at what Paul has to say about this. 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 5. "If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness. He is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, even evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such, withdraw yourself. If a person who doesn't get their way in this life, what do they tend to do? They tend to throw a fit, especially children. But if a false teacher doesn't get their way in convincing a godly person to follow them, what do you think they are going to do? They are going to throw a spiritual fit. They will do exactly what Paul says in that passage right there. They will belittle you. They will argue with you. They will insult you. They will verbally abuse you. And then they will tell you that you will not go to heaven if you don't follow them. They will use many tactics in order to bring division into your life. They will even tell you that you are currently going to a ungodly church. Why is this the main reason that this is why God brought last week's message? In order to tell you, do not follow false teachers. But hey, I'm just a mere mortal man. Don't take my word for this. Let's take the advice from Paul. Romans chapter 16, verses 17 and 18. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. The second way to spot a false teacher is that they won't use Scripture to teach. Now, don't get me wrong. False teachers know the Scripture. They have to know the Scripture in order to trick you, in order to convince you that their way is the way. I have been asked many times over, even in this church, I have been asked many times over, why do I use so many verses in all of my messages? The answer to that question is because I rarely use my own personal opinions and messages. And if I do, I will always tell you in my opinion. And I'm sure you can now think back and go, yeah, you're right. Since I don't use my opinions, instead, I use the Scriptures to prove to you that what I am teaching you is 100% scriptural and 100% from God alone. A false teacher might use a scripture section to start things off, and then they are going to give you their interpretation. In other words, their opinion, without backing it up with God's word. My dad always taught me when I was a kid that I always back up my words with the truth and real facts. Dr. J. McGoy always taught me that whatever I do in God's ministry, do it truthfully. Always speak the truth of God's word using God's word. He focused on the fact this is not my ministry. This is God's ministry. that he has called me into. False teachers will say it's their ministry. Charles Spurgeon says this about false teachers' speech. For the day may come when false prophets shall arise and delude the people, and by this shall we be able to discover them. If they claim anything beyond what Christ has revealed, put them aside, for they are false prophets. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. If a person does not back up what they are teaching with God's truth, using God's words, get as far away from them as possible. Again, this is not my opinion. This is fact. 2 John 1:10. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not receive him into your house nor greet him. There's a third way to catch a false teacher. And this is probably the most obvious way. They will give you a false sense of security. If you have ever been told that their church is the only way to heaven, you definitely have found a false teacher. If you have ever been told that their church is the only anointed church, you have just found yourself a false teacher. There is nowhere in scriptures that says that a specific denomination or a specific type of church is the only anointed church of God. There is nowhere in scripture that says the only way to go to heaven is to go to a specific church denomination. What scripture does make very clear is this. John 14:6. When Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes before the Father except through me." Jesus is the only way to heaven. Not a church, not a religion, not a denomination of any kind will ever be able to get you into heaven. Anyone who states that their church is the only way to heaven just kicked Jesus to the curb. And he made himself, at that moment, your Savior, which is false. We only get one shot at this life. And it is very important that we recognize when Satan is trying to pull us away from God. This is how we will. This is how Satan will accomplish that. He's going to do that. He's going to do that by people, using people that you know, that you have a personal relationship with. You may have full trust in these people. There are going to be false teachers out there that you won't even realize are false teachers. And that is what Satan is going to use to get you into his grasps. Remember, Satan is a deceiver. He is a liar. And his only job is to separate us from God. That is it. There are only two types of people in this world. You are either going to be on Team Jesus or you're going to be on Team Satan. There is no in between. There is no middle ground. Satan is using people in today's world that you know and trust to deceive you into being on Team Satan. And the saddest part is you're not going to know it until it's too late. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Don't allow yourself to be deceived by Satan through a person that you know who is a false teacher. In conclusion, this life is never going to be easy for anybody, no matter what side of that fence that you're on. Even Jesus said that life is going to be tough. In Matthew 10:22, when he said, "And you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved." Are you going to allow yourself to be deceived in thinking that there is an easy way through this life, that there is an easy way to get to heaven? Do you want to take the easy way? Or do you want to take the right way? Matthew 7:13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Jesus said those words because he knew that there are false teachers in this world that will deceive you and convince you that their way is the only way. Their way is the easy way. The reality is their way is the wide gate. And it will separate you from God. And it will cause your destruction. And it will give you an eternity in hell. Jesus tells us that his way is not only the right way, it is the only way. Paul teaches us in Romans that we are not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed with the renewing of our minds. So the choice is yours. Are you going to be on Team Jesus and not fall prey to the false teachers of this world? Or are you going to follow the way of the world and get sucked into following a man who is a false teacher in this community or even in this world? Always know this. I am going to protect you from the evils that Satan is going to bring to your life. I will protect you as through Jesus. I am here to protect you. I am your shepherd. And if that means that I have to call people out for being evil or being false teachers, then that is exactly what I am going to do. Because I have been instructed by God through his word to do that. And in fact, scripture says that all of us are to call out those people. We are in a very special time in our history. And this time has been prophesied in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. If you are here today and you are in need of a real relationship with Jesus and to begin a real relationship with the only Savior of this world, come forward right now. Begin that relationship today. If you are here today and you are in need of protection from the evil ways of false teachers, come forward. Pray to God at the feet of His altar today. Pray that He gives you those protections right now. I'm going to ask something I have never asked any of you before. I need you to share this message with everyone that you know. Share this message. This is how important this message is to everyone. Because those who are going to be deceived by false teachers are taking a very huge risk in hearing these words from Jesus on the day of their judgment. I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Protect yourself today from the lies and the deceits of Satan through his false teachers. Don't allow yourself to practice lawlessness. Don't follow men in this world. Follow Jesus only. That is the only man we are to ever follow. In the midst of protecting each of you, I pray for each of you. I love you. But most importantly, God loves you. Have a blessed week.
Hebrews 12, 1c and 2. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Please stand as we worship.